Okay, Minchas Chinuch Shir, and it's Tuesday night, or Legimel Iyar. When is the 2 minute siren? It's tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Okay, and we're in the midst of Pidyon Petach Hamor, and we're up to, I believe, Os Tes in the Minchas Chinuch that has the Simonim. I think you have the place though, you wrote that. Now it is all different. If you learn Gemara Bechoros, you read about all the possibilities of animals giving birth to animals that look like different animals, actually by people also. There's all sorts of weird births that a woman gives birth to the moose chaya for oaf, or to the moose dog.
The elephant man.
That's a deformed person. Is that really look like an animal? Anyway, l'chamor sheyolda k'min sus potter min habechora v'lo havi petach hamor, even though it's a firstborn. Okay, the Gemara learns this out from a pasuk. V'miyesh mikzo simonim k'min chamor da'as harambam kan alocha yitzchez davi petach hamor v'adai. This is based on the Gemara, based on psukim. I think there's a mix of simonim. Hamor has short ears or long ears. It's in contradistinction to a sus. A sus has big
ears.
Hamor talks about what?
Right.
Hamor has big ears. The das ha-poiskim davi sofek imeshko sa simone imo. Okay, the Rambam says it's vadai, the poiskim say it's a sofek. What you do with a suffix, let's remember, is you play it with a sah to remove the iser, was that suffix yisur l'chumra, and you can keep the sah, not give it to a kohen, because we're much machvel of a raya. That's the bottom line of the suffix petach hamor. Vayin tur yeredeus min shin tezvav. Vayin petach hachamor tumtum andragonis hakol gemol b'chor behema tahora, which again follows the rules of Suffolk. Vayin Rambam Hilchos Bechoros. Yeah, that's tricky because it's Hilchos Pikurim and Hilchos Bechoros. Perik Beis Alachayim B'tur Yerudei Shom Ben Lahayach Ben Petach Hachamor Treifa Gam Ken Kadosh. The word Kadosh is an anomaly here. It means it's also. I don't think we usually talk about a Petach Hachamor being Kadosh. We talk about it being Osur. On the other hand, Pidyon is associated with Kedusha. But that's what we rather learned about being played at the Shavyo. And anyway, he uses the word kadosh, but it's just a word. It means it's osur, even if it's a treifa. In the daim of the Bukharodom, the treifa ain't a chayav lifdoso, right? The taka was the chilik. Treifa and a chayav lifdoso because he's all made to die, so you don't have to make a pidyon haben on him. But by a petach hamor, you do. At least it's osur until you do. Danon kaimon krabonon delo makshi b'chor hamor v'b'chor adam. There's a certain hekesh that's not there, that doesn't exist. Delo makshi b'chor hamor v'b'chor adam, and therefore, even though it's a treifa, it is osur. Yeah. Which is not osur. Anyway, everything would match up. B'chor behema tahora. I am Rambam b'tur v'shulchan aruch. Okay, yud. V'niril aniyus daiti. Dim hifrish se l'pidyon. I remember this, the pidyon occurs when you don't have to give the set to the kohen for the pidyon to be. You just have to be mafrish, the set it's called, and say the set should be the pidyon for this petach hamor. So the imhifri sell the pidyon, the nisus haseh, who petach hamor, he uses the lashon yotzel chulin, means it becomes mutter. The yokol lishol al haseh. Well, this is a tremendous chiddush to me, because he considers it, in other words, like a neder. It's an act of pidyon, but he says this is what the Minchas Chinuch is saying as his own chiddush. You could be shoyel. That makes a Torah from Dorim. K'chol kotshim u'trumas u'maisras shekivin shekadoshim b'kedushas pivs yochol lishal aleihem. That's the rule. What you learn out and extrapolate from Hektesh or from the Dorim is if you can orally create a kedusha, you could be shoyal on it, meaning make a Torah and Dorim. Who are din kan like odif me Hektesh kivin de bedibur nifte yochol lishal olos. To me, it's a tremendous kiddush because there is no kedusha involved here. It's an act of pidyon. It's first of all, it's not a normal act of pidyon because normally pidyon draws from the davar hanifteh and it's chal on the davar with which you're being kodeh, which does not happen by the sed. The sed does not become osur. Why kedusha when you pay the kedusha? So the object with which you paid them, the money or whatever, becomes kadosh, and the kadosh thing becomes cooler. But here the set doesn't become osur, so it's anyway a funny kind of pidyon. Plus, there's no kedusha to begin with. I mean, it's isser. It's true you never find the concept of pidyon by isser. You only find the concept of pidyon by kedusha, except by pidyon shruyim, I guess. Yeah. It's more like pidyon shruyim than pidyon hekdesh. You pay the petach hamor from being usher. I'm only half joking. It's like pidyon. Al kaponim, the tremendous kiddush that you could be.
What happens to the chamor? It goes back to being usher. Yeshua will understand. And what happens to the chamor? It goes back.
I guess he's about to say that in the next sentence. I can't even fathom being able to be shoyel. What do you mean? I mean, he says, "Lay odif me hektesh," but it is. It's not odif me hektesh, but there's no kedusha here.
It's like a money thing.
It's a money thing. So where do you find Shayla? Okay. So now you're able to say, he says you could be Shayla on the set, even if the. In case you have to make small talk at a wedding. And you have to know how to do it. If you like really want to be snobbish about it, say, this is how you do it, because people always do this to me. You know what the Mechaskino says about Skiddush about pidyon, and then you walk away.
I thought you said, of course. And you just keep,
that's
you
know, what I do. And then I have to hope he doesn't say what.
Right.
You know the Ramban about the Tzias Mitzrayim, what he says.
I don't know the Ramban.
I will blow Shayla.
What's Kadosh Mibetan, by the way?
What?
I forget. What's Kadosh Mibetan?
Every Bukhar?
Not
again, a Petach Hamor is not Kadosh.
Well, okay.
It happens to be a Machlokes Tanoim. It's a Petach. I mean, the whole Menachas Chinuch that we've been learning from the beginning of the Mitzvah assumes that the Petach Hamor is Usur until you pay it from when it's born. Rather, not every Tana holds like that. Some Tanoim hold it only becomes Usur when it's the Imlo Sifdeh Va'arafto, after the Arifa, becomes also by Noah. But the whole Menachas Chinuch is assuming, and that's how we paskin, that the Petach Hamor is also by Noah. This is a tremendous kiddush. Okay, that's what he says. And now he addresses your point. He says, Vim Shoyel Olav, Ho the Petach Hamor Li'isuro. The Petach Hamor goes back to being Osir. Yochel HaFrish Se'acher. I will blow Shayla. Tzorach leaping also haksel the client can mavur. You can't switch says anymore. No, the din nesina to a kayan, which is not even mentioned in the Torah, Grada, but it's one of the matnas. It doesn't say in the Torah, it just says the petach hamot is there b'seh. It doesn't say what to do with the seh. You give it to a kayan. It doesn't say it anywhere. There is a parsha that a bechor is a matnas kahuna, but that's a bechor behemot tahora. An opinion of a person is to a kohen. It really, it's only because of a limud that we know that you give the seh of a pidyon petach hamor to a kohen. It doesn't say in the pasuk anywhere. Anyway, so but he says without Sheila, you have to give this set to a Kayan. You can't pull a switch on the Kayan and give him a different set. You have to give him the one with which you appointed a Petach Hamor, unless you made a Sheila, but then the Petach Hamor is no longer Nifta, and you have to go back and be appointed a Petach Hamor with a different set, and you give the Kayan that set. Because you can make, we've been learning, we've been saying the whole time, you can make a Pidyon Petach Hamor with money also, you don't need a set, but then you need the value of the Petach Hamor. So if you were mafresh money, that's the value of the Petach Hamor. Gamken yochul lishal aleihem, so you can make sheila on that also. There's no difference between that and the set.
That makes more sense, right?
What?
That makes even more sense, doesn't
even
it?
Less sense.
Why? You know that you can be sheila on the particular piece of money that you...
Here you sheila on the set. I mean, it's the exact same thing. You use the set to be... You will play there with it. Remember the pinion here... You see, it's still stuff, it's a strange pinion, because every pinion there's an act of giving... Like you play the hekesh, you give the money to a gizbar. Here, there's no one to give anything to. The Petach Hamor is yours, and the seh is yours. So the whole hafrasha is bepeh. You say, this should be the pidyon of the Petach Hamor. You don't give it to anybody, you know, right? Achim nosna l'koyen, once you gave it to the koyen, eni yochel l'shalolot, that's a given by... Hektish also, okay, I see I'm mixing up pidyon and sheila. Once you give hektish to a kohen, you can't be shoyal on it anymore. You can be played it, of course, but you can't be shoyal on it anymore. My hektish is too much of my sister, Shaboli, and Gilber, I look kohen, shame the shalom alayim. Came mirla me is daiti poshut, the isay b'sheila, that you could be shoyal, the eno chomor may hektish is too much of my sister. To which I say it's not a question of chomor, but it doesn't lend itself to sheila. It's no kedusha involved. I don't know. He uses the word kodesh b'kedushas piv. So yochel lishol machanami. I would say maybe it's not so schwer if you remember we learned that hefker mitam neder, the Rambam says. And you can be shoyal on hefker because we said maybe anything that's chal, the peh, you can be shoyal on. It's not really, the nakuda is not a nakuda of kedusha. The parsha of Torah and Dorim is said when something is chal bedibur. Okay, children, stop passing things under your desk. Give it to the teacher. We're confiscating it.
What are you
passing?
And notes and stuff.
Notes under the table, yeah. Anyway, so come to think of it, when we talked about Hefker, we were more comfortable with, maybe that's the Nakuda here. It's not because of Kedusha, but it's Chal B'Peh. And as we saw by Hefker, according to the Rambam's Lush, and Hefker Mitam Neder, and you can be Shoyal on it. And we were okay with that, we said, because anything that the parsha of Nedarim is not necessarily tied to Kedusha, although it seems like it is, and Minchas Chinuch even talks like it is. But it's tied to something that was Chal B'Dibur Peh. You can't be Shoyal on a Maisa. You did a Maisa Kinyan, you can't be Shoyal on it. But something that's Chal B'Dibur, maybe even Hefker. Certainly no element of Kedusha or anything, right? Hefker. But you can be Shoyal on it. Because it's Chal B'Peh. Then I would understand this much more, because the Pidyon Petach Hamor is Chal B'Peh. So you could be Shoyal on it. But the Minchas Chinuch keeps talking about the word Kadosh and Kedusha. Okay.
But he says Peh.
But Neder is learned from Kedusha, right?
What?
Neder is learned from Kedusha.
Yeah, but Hefker, there's no Kedusha by Hefker.
Huh? I know, but still, if you say that Hefker works to become Neder, so Neder works to become Hefker itself. It's the same.
Yeah, but.
Of Peh.
The transitive property of mathematics.
The whole Peh thing comes from Neder originally, right?
Yeah.
But, even if I say Hefker.
But if it works on Hefker, then you would have to say that the point of the parsha of the Dorim, the extrapolation we make of the parsha of the Dorim, when you can be Shoyal, is not Kedusha, it's Dibur Peh. Something that's Chal B'Dibur, even Hefker. Then I would understand this more. Okay, he talks about Kedusha. Okay.
With the rabbit, what's bothering the rabbit?
Nothing's really bothering me. There's no Kedusha by Petach Hamor. But it's okay. I mean, there's a Mechachinus Chiddush. You can be Shoyal. I can live with the Chiddush because, come to think of it, it's Chal B'Dibur Peh. And just as we find by Hefker, you can be Shoyal on something that's Chal B'Dibur Peh. So here also, someone tells me you can be Shoyal on the pigeon Petach Hamor. It was chal b'peh.
If you don't say kedusha, what would you say? Something was chal.
Chal b'dibur peh.
What was chal? What would you call it?
The pigeon.
No. Yeah. So, but what's chal on the? What's the chal on the set?
The pigeon.
So it's like.
The pigeon is chal. The pigeon is chal. The Beit Hamos is there, but remember, Adarab, it's mukhrach that it's chal b'peh, because it's not your normal pigeon where you're handing the money to anyone. There's no one, you're not handing anything to anybody. It's all you. So the whole thing is only taka b'peh.
What do you mean, oh, there?
That's the Lashon Apostle. The Petach Hamor Tifteh B'Seh. The actual pigeon is you're removing the Isra for the Petach Hamor.
Not Kedusha.
And you have to give the Seh to a Kayah.
And we couldn't say from it.
It's really not Kadosh. The Petach Hamor is not Kadosh.
Kadosh, I mean, strictly speaking, means separate, right? Mufra.
Okay. Good. Okay. You're all. Aklal Kodosh Kodosh Mekdusha Tiv Yacholisho. Again, he doesn't mean kadosh necessarily. He means the seh does not become osur. Even if the chamor, the petach chamor is osur, but after the pigeon, the seh does not take its place and become osur. Vada yachalisha lola. Zen nira la niyasaiti koshes. Okay. Ayin chayshim mishnah simuration and hey to the hektish makshim kivan dami rosal the gavoya. By Hekdesh is rather Akasha, how can you be Shoyal? The din is once you give it to the Kohen, you can't be Shoyal. And the Lashon of the Mishnah is Ami Rosal, the Gavo Akimasi Rosal, the Hedyot. You should never be able to be Shoyal. But Kan Veloha be the Gavoa, here it's better, because it's not the Gavoa, Kihumi Matnas Kahuna. You have to give it to the Kohen. Ragozer Hakosu, the Nitzvas Pidyono, be Diburo. Vaday Mahan Yeshayla. The Gam Nira Dafil Lashikas Arambam, the places Vazim Akoimus, the Tosh Kadi Dibur, Lav Kadibur Domi Behektish, that you cannot be Chayzer from Hektish. You can't be Chayzer. You can be Shayl, but you can't just be Chayzer, even if it's Tosh Kadi Dibur. Ayan Shachshom, Vadvorim Atikin, Komokom Kam, Kivin the Lohavi Hektish, Vain the Nitzos Bekadusha Klau, he means the Seh. It's not even osur. Vaday tershu didibi yachalachsubo, and you wouldn't even need she'ela. If you can be chayzer, if you say that the seh should be the pigeon for the Petach Hamor, you can be chayzer tershu didibi. Unlike hektish, where you can't be chayzer tershu didibi. My shumus and maizrus. Shemir la niyosaiti poshet. Okay, yud aleph. Shemir la niyosaiti. Another. Chiddush, another point he wants to make. Impod the Petach Hamor b'shove kesef, sheshove yoisu min haPetach Hamor. He overpaid more money than the Petach Hamor is worth. And again, when it's worth the amount of the Petach Hamor, you don't have to use a set. You can use any money. Now he's saying, what happens if you were mafresh too much? Well, I know too much. More than the Petach Hamor is worth. Ain't it sir chlitn the koyin rakashivui? You only have to give the koyin what it's worth. Ayin Rambam perik Zion may erchin alocha yiralav gabi hektish impod the biyosim mishovio nitzvah samoysel lehektish by hektish. So it's kadosh. The whole thing becomes kadosh.
No change.
Right. Ayin kesef mishnah shom umperkei umaisusheni alocha vav pasak apoydem maisusheni biyosur al domov. Low mitzvah say yoisel a miser. So you see a difference between hektish and miser. Hektish, the hektish keeps the change. By miser, you get back the change. Who may Yerushalmi? The tzorech lechalek in hekdesh lemaisa sheni. Gabi hekdesh atam mishemachmos amirosel legavoya. So lo yehei ala kemakdesh ezadavra denitfas. It's like a chalois kedush. It's chal. It's too late. Lachanami havi kinoisu matanu lehekdesh. Bahavi hekdesh. Ayev shem kamacher. Maybe it's another chilek. Bekanirali that the petach amor zina kemaisu sheni. The lama yehnitzvah sayyosu sheyosach litna lekoyen. Then can I rustle the gavoya? Can I rustle the head? Yo, it's not a gavoya here. So there's no real reason for the extra to be nitfas. The omer sheyitin lekoyen dover sheinu chayov. Vade ein tzorach lifein. So
but
why?
But it says kedushas pair, the whole thing. But and so well, it can soil on it. So it sounds like
but it's not really kedusha.
Contain
near after part of the yoyser and it's our chlitz and a moist of the koyin came near a lee poshut. But near it then point the seh, where there's no din, we don't look at how much the seh is worth. So in point the seh, she shove a yoyser and a petach hamor, when she petach hamor shove a sela, but a seh shove a snei sloim, who put the stam betar a seh, Nira, he didn't. He wasn't pointed to Torah's its value. He was pointed to Torah's seh. Nira, the tzarich leitin kol haseh l'koyin. Here, you don't get back to change. There's no value involved here. You're pointed with the shem seh, so you have to give the whole seh to the koyin. We don't care what it's worth. Just like we don't care that it's worth very little, so we don't care that it's worth more than the petach amor. Near the tzarich leitin kol haseh l'koyin, and a koyin tzarich lachzul l'hayam oyser. Keeping the mitzvah b'seh, ben katan ben gadol, im kein kavoy shechol al katan, afilu shav kol shehu, kein chol al gadol, afilu shama kamen dinrim, v'avi kol haseh matlas kahuna. Achim oyle b'feret b'shas pediya, shein apodel b'shivui peter hachamor, v'avi yinu tzorch litum l'koyin, ala hashivui. V'tzorch hakoyin, litum loy hamoysa me hashivui, loy gora haseh, then money. Because he speaks out, he's being paid the beser, machmas the value of the beser. That's like money.
Is it preferred to be positive?
That's what he's saying.
But is it preferable?
No, I don't know. Maybe it's preferable not to say that.
No, I'm saying, is it better to do it with a seh or to do it with
no,
the
seh? No, till now he said it's not even. We learned a few nights ago that he says he finds no makor to do it better with a seh than with money. Well, seh yachol gamke, even though the Torah has to be paid with a seh, and that you can be paid with money as either a svara or a pasuk. But he said already, he said previously, maybe other than a chaylik, but he said previously he doesn't see that, he doesn't find the makor that is preferable with a seh. I'll say, Yochagam, give it to the Shibuy, and the Tarasarik, the Shibuy, that's for Apple, the Nashik, Sandu, the Mala, and Yeshlo Seh. Oops, I guess I made a mistake. Mitzum and Amufkar Beseh. I do not recall that. I recall Mamish the other way. Hold on. Raise dollars and then you lost it. Hold on.
He
has
a
set.
If he doesn't have a
set,
he'll have to get a
set. Where is the Mufa? Where is the Mufa? Where is the Mufa? Where is the Mufa? Huh?
Where is the Mufa? Where is the Mufa? No. That's what the Mufa says. But on the bottom, they bring down the tour and the Beis Yosef that it's not better with a seh. The Chaschinuch doesn't do it anyway. But it seems in the Chaschinuch, Taka said before, that it is better with a seh.
Well, it's in the pasuk, no?
No, the pasuk doesn't talk about being paid with money at all.
But I mean, it says seh, but it does say seh, right?
It's a pedach amor, it's never seh.
Ah, so.
So.
Okay.
The
point is,
but the poskim, they bring down in the bottom, the poskim say there's no difference. Yeah. But the mechatchila suggests there is a difference. There's better mechatchila b'seh. He says if the seh is worth a lot, so you could be paid with the seh kafi hashivui, the moiser. Okay. He says, if you pay the with a seh, but you have in mind it should be with the value of the seh, so you could live the best of, I don't agree with him. He says you could live the best of both worlds. You get back the change.
And it's mitzvah.
And it's more mitzvah. Yeah. But yeah. I don't get that. Because if you're using the seh only as a kaspamat, and it's just a way of money, then I don't see that it should be a mitzvah lechatchila b'seh. If I hear, but it's not a seh. Because if he'd be paid with, you know, if he'd be paid with that it's a seh, he wouldn't get back the change. So he's paid with the shivui. So he says it's the best of both worlds. Probably because of what you're saying, it's still a seh.
Some of
us, well, it's a sad, you know, he's still...
Most of us,
okay, it's interesting to think about. Okay, we'll stop here. You have a car?
Yes. Yeah. Not 3.5?
Yes.
Yeah. Quick question. I just got an invitation from Ari Stewart. He's probably to for the chasna that he's having on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Hashala is about Sotim Bachlokas Poskim about joining the startup Simcha because of the music. For those who are keeping the
moments of halacha that you made.